Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Everything adjusted here a little bit. We're having some interesting weather here in the Dallas area. It is cool. We had a little rain. We were out of town. Went to visit Logan and Bo in Arizona. 110 in Phoenix, and then up into Prescott, which it changed dramatically in the pine trees, nice and cool. Came back home, and we had some nice luck while we were out of town. A couple of inches of rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some of the rest of the state still in a drought. A lot of the rest of the South is too. Hope you caught some rain. Hope you're catching a little of this cool weather. It's pretty nice. Early this morning, drove over to the station with the windows down. That's kind of unusual for August. And if you're having that kind of weather, that's good. If you're not, hope the bad stuff doesn't last too long. We're going to talk about poison ivy today. I started it this morning with a quick post on Facebook, and you might go there if you are looking for answers or if you have some suggestions, and that's what I did. I got a case again. I'm just not very smart sometimes. I go out and I'll work around where I know there's some poison ivy, and I was pulling out some weeds in a wild area a couple days ago and noticed that I had pulled out some poison ivy, and sure enough, I had had some rash going, woke me up last night, as a matter of fact. In the past, and I mentioned this on Facebook, by the way, phone number to call in if you want to chat about that poison ivy or anything else is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I suggested on Facebook that what I had done in the past was comfrey. Comfrey's always worked pretty well for me. I don't know if I have become more sensitive to poison ivy or I just was really silly, and I think that it's the second one. When you handle a bunch of it, even if you have on gloves, and the second time, what I just did 2 days ago, I didn't even have on gloves. So not too smart. Getting it started on the inside of your arms where the skin's real tender is pretty goofy. Too. But in the past, I've used juice out of the comfrey plant, the herb comfrey. And this last time, I did that first, and then I made a tea out of the stems and the leaves of comfrey and put that on there. And I think it helped a lot. It was very soothing, felt good. And even though it lasted a while, it didn't spread real badly and become as bad as it could have been. But a lot of people are recommending things, and we'll get into that in some detail. And if you want to call in, weigh in on that, we'll chat about that along with some other things. First, I need to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural, dog food and cat food, of course. Got some good news from last week. Rose was adopted, so thanks to whoever helped us with that. She was great, as is this week's dog, Lexi. Lexi is a cutie, one-year-old shepherd mix. Says she's got a heart of gold, about 56 pounds, perfect size for any family. She loves to play, loves games, tug-of-war, fetch. Also likes snuggling when things are calm. She's been looking for a home since, permanent home since July the 30th, and she's at the Dallas SPCA. You can see her picture, and she is really, really pretty. On our website on dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA pet of the week button there. She's currently learning how to loose leash walk and making great strides in that. She also knows how to sit on command, and she just sounds great. Really pretty, really smart, it sounds like. Appreciate the help in the past. Wherever you are in the country, let's help out the rescue organizations. This is just a great way to find a pet. Our two both came from the SPCA, Little Tater and Great Big Carmen. They're getting along pretty well these days. They were fighting around, having a good time last night, and I gave them some Munster with a little scraps from my breakfast mixed in this morning, and I recommend that you do the same thing. When it's cooler and all, they're going to be eating a little bit more, be a little more hungry and ready to eat. When that's the case, when it's really, really hot, then you tend to cut down on the volume that they're eating. One thing that's been recommended to me, and we've made kind of an adjustment, we used to leave the dog food out all the time, let them eat as much as they wanted, and we've stopped now. I'm giving little Tater, who's about 19 pounds, I'm giving him about a cup a day with some of the food scraps, the whatever we're eating. If we're having a lot of onions and garlic, I try to pull some of that out. They still get some, though, because we eat that all the time. And then Big Carmen, who's about 100 pounds, she gets a full cup a day with the scrap water added to that. Judy kind of sneaks around it in the evening at night and gives them a little bit more than that. But that that is pretty dramatically less than we used to allow them to eat, and they weren't getting fat, but you could tell that there was a little bit of extra tissue there when you rubbed their ribs, and we're getting that down a little bit, which I think is better for the dogs for sure. And they like me preparing it for them that way anyway, not just being dry. Let's see. My honey is pretty simple this morning. Yerba mate. Haven't had it in a while. Yerba mate with a lot of honey in it. And it's good stuff. It's really good. Landscaping out there and the vegetable garden, assuming you take care of it better than I have. I've been out of town, in and out of town so much lately that it's kind of taking care of itself. Doing very well. Some people have, as they always do, ask me about getting trees that have been in trouble from the drought and various other things and plants not blooming as well as they'd like for them to kick up their performance. And I'm just more and more impressed with this new Garrett Juice Pro. Any Garrett Juice formula works and works very well. If you make your own, that's cool. If you use the regular Garrett Juice, the manufactured, that's great. The Garrett Juice Plus, which has the fish in it, is terrific. The new one doesn't have fish. Instead of fish, for the MPK, it's got an oil from seed. It's a seed oil product that does a couple of things. One, it works great. And the other thing is it smells really good, this formula. With that ingredient along with the molasses and everything, really has a pleasant fragrance. Somebody asked me this morning on, I don't remember if it was on the website or it was on Facebook, one or the other, about how often to apply the Garrett Juice. You can get results from one application a season. And it's pretty dramatic what you can do. If you've got some plants that are in stress and you really want to turn them around and push them into production or away from some insect or disease problem or whatever the issue might be, which all works through foliar feeding and then stimulation of the microbes in the soil, this new product contains bacteria, beneficial bacteria, and mycorrhizal fungus, so you don't have to add that to the mix. If you are using a Garrett Juice that doesn't have the microbes, I'd recommend adding that to it, BioSI or another good quality product, and you'll see that it's definitely worth the investment and worth the time to do that. But I've told people that are really trying to be proactive and really trying to improve either a garden, a vegetable garden, herb garden, landscape, or a specific tree or plant, potted plant that's in trouble or whatever, using the Garrett Juice as often as once a week, some people do. That probably doesn't make sense from a time standpoint, you know, just having time to do it, and also from an economic standpoint, you may not get that much benefit out of doing it for a while. If you do it at the front end of a project trying to turn something around or improve the soil or improve the plants, production or whatever once a week is great. I think that over a period of time, once every 2 weeks is probably as much as anybody needs to do. A lot of people use a once a month program of the Garrett juice, the liquid application of to the foliage and to the soil. Some people cut back from that and do once a quarter. And like I said, you're going to get some benefit if you do one application per growing season. So in other words, there's not any great rule about how often that you do it. I think that probably what we recommend more than anything for commercial people, and it might work for a lot of residential situations too, is one dry fertilizer application a year and then a monthly spraying and drenching of the Garrett juice. Howard Garrett, be back right after this. 866-444-3478 is the phone number. Website, dirtdoctor.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito donks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number, if you want to jump on here, we're going to talk about poison ivy for a while, but any subject you'd like to discuss, landscaping, gardening, pest control, compost making, it's all perfectly fine to jump into. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Well, as I was saying at the beginning of the show and even earlier this morning on Facebook, and by the way, to go to our Facebook, it's The Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett. Take you right there, and you can see a lot of great comments and suggestions coming in there about poison ivy. I woke up scratching last night, and I thought, well, something bit me. I got a spider bite or something. Then it dawned on me, oh, yeah, I remember day before yesterday being extremely cavalier at my removal of some weeds in an area where there was some poison ivy. I'm gonna learn one of these days. I think with age I'm getting more and more susceptible to it is one of the things. I can bump into it and rub against it even in most cases and not get it. But if you're pulling out weeds and if you're working, especially without covering on your arms or anything, and you get any kind of a little scratch while you're doing it and you're around the poison ivy, I think that's where you're gonna get it the worst, and that's what has happened to me this time, I think. But this morning I thought, well, first of all, I'll see what's on the internet, what are the recommendations. And the recommendations that first popped up when I did a quick Google search were baking soda, vinegar, Listerine, oatmeal, banana peels, rubbing the inside of banana peels on the poison ivy. And then I put it on Facebook and said, hey, these are some of the things that are there. What have you had experience with and luck in the past? And people started making all kinds of recommendations. Some of the recommendations are about soaps. Fell's naphtha soap was recommended. Burt's Bees soap has been recommended. That's not a little independent company anymore. It's been bought out by one of the larger companies. I assume quality and everything is still really good, but I just don't know. Oatmeal paste recommended by quite a few people. Benadryl, of course, recommended taking internally. an antihistamine type of a deal. Probably not a bad idea at all if you've getting a good, strong case of it coming on. There were some really interesting comments about heat that popped up pretty fast. The first one I noticed suggested that you don't want, if you have a case of poison ivy, you don't want to sweat a lot. And it surprised me a little bit. It was talking about the fact that that keeps the sweat, keeps the skin irritated, the pores. It seems kind of weird to me that it would be a problem, but there was some definite comments about sweating can help it last longer and spread. Then other people said that they cured it with heat, with real hot water, as strong as you can stand, kind of building it up hotter and hotter and hotter, and putting hot water on the areas where the rash is as hot as you can stand it. And a couple of people tended to mention that being a pretty good idea, pretty good way to go. Acupuncture was mentioned, a lot of really interesting kinds of things. But Daryl, our snake expert friend, and a couple of other people mentioned real early on in the comments that impatiens, cadensis, it's either cadensis or canadensis, I'm not sure, I need to look up exactly what that is. It's jewel weed. It's what's commercially sold as jewel weed. Works better than anything, and they've tried all of these different suggestions and different home remedies and some of the medicines that are recommended as well. Doterra, I'm not familiar with this specific kind of lavender, but Doterra Pure Lavender Oil put on the rash was recommended as the only thing that worked for one of the people that chimed in. So what I would suggest is a couple of things. Try some of these if you have it, especially if you're extremely sensitive to it. If you have had experience with any of them, let us know. Put it on Facebook or call in on the show and let's chat about it. Or send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can go any of those three routes. I think that some of these products, oh, and Tecnu, the commercial product called Tecnu, T-E-C-N-U, was not only recommended by a few people, it was highly recommended by some. I think you can get Tecnu. I went in a regular grocery store the other day, a pharmacy grocery store, to pick up some. Well, the last time I had some of this, and they didn't have it, and so I just kind of gave up and did my comfrey thing, which worked okay. I think that some of these other things will probably clear up the problem faster. You can go to the typical grocery stores that do the alternative products, Whole Foods, Central Market, things like that, but also check with Green Grocer. There's one in Dallas on Greenville if you're not familiar with it. And also the Natural Grocery, there's several of those in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they will have some, if not all, of these kinds of things that we're talking about here. Okay, and if you've got some other suggestions about poison ivy or reports about trying any of these things and they did not work, let us know. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll go to the phones right after this. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Egyptian authorities have been raiding homes of Muslim Brotherhood members today in an apparent attempt to disrupt the group ahead of planned mass rallies by supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The Brotherhood plans an anti-coup demonstration in front of the Supreme Constitutional Court in Cairo today. Armed vehicles and troops have been stationed at that building. Rallies are also planned across the country. UN inspectors have arrived in the Syrian capital of Damascus on a mission to investigate the alleged use of chemicals chemical weapons. Syria's deputy foreign minister told the Associated Press before their arrival that Syria will fully cooperate with them. And officials in Idaho say that despite adverse conditions and extreme fire behavior, some progress has been made on the Beaver Creek Fire's south end as the blaze burns near the posh central Idaho ski town of Ketchum. Additional homes have been evacuated, bringing the total to more than 2,300. More details at SRNnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
A few years ago, my husband was laid off from his job. We found ourselves accumulating a large amount of credit card debt. One morning, I overheard an ad, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
The process was painless. My counselor that was assigned to me was amazing. Never once did she make me feel any less of a person. She was almost like a friend.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Trinity has continued to support me, keeping me informed of useful tips. And today, I'm debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Jay Happ won his first game in Florida since getting hit in the head by a ball May 7th at Tropicana Field, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Tampa Bay 6-2 Saturday. Happ, who spent several months on the DL, retired 9 in a row before giving up his first hit in the fourth. He says he was nervous getting on the mound at the same field where the injury happened.
I was looking forward to it. You know, I needed, you know, probably haven't pitched the best here, and I was looking forward to kind of having the opportunity to come and try to change that up a little bit, have a good game. Was happy that I was able to do that.
Boston beat New York 6-1. Yanks first baseman Lyle Overbase's Red Sox pitcher John Lackey is tough when his control is on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he locates real well. I mean, as he keeps the ball down, and he's aggressive with his pitches. He throws a lot of strikes.
Red Sox East lead now 2 games over Tampa Bay. Kansas City lost its Central leader Detroit 6-5. Before the game, Royals infielder Miguel Tejada was suspended for 105 games after he tested positive for an amphetamine. Former American League MVP has become a 3-time violator. This is Esser in Sports. Texas clobbered Seattle 15-3, while Oakland was losing to Cleveland 7-1. The Rangers Wesley now a game and a half over the A's. Chicago beat Minnesota 8-5. It was the LA Angels 6-5 over Houston in 10 innings. In the National League, the L.A. Dodgers won again, 5-0 over Philadelphia. The West leaders have won 42 of 50. St. Louis blanked Chicago 4-0. Winning pitcher Joe Kelly, who hasn't lost since joining the Cardinals' rotation on July 6, tossed 6 shutout innings. Cards catcher Yadier Molina.
Right now, he's not taking anything for granted. I go after here. I mean, his fastball is good, and everything is good. So he did a great job for us. We need this win.
Arizona beat Pittsburgh 15-5. So the Cardinals now 2 games behind the Central leading Pirates. Adam LaRoche's 15th inning homer gave Washington an 8-7 win over Atlanta. It was Milwaukee 2, Cincinnati nothing. San Francisco 6, Miami 4, San Diego 8, the New York Mets 2. 1 game in interleague play saw Baltimore double up Colorado 8-4. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Dial.
All right, Howard, back with you. We've got callers, and we're going to go straight to the phones like I promised. But first, a couple of quick things about two books I want to tell you about. Bob Webster, on his show, I do 30 minutes with him every week on KTSA down in San Antonio. We visit either at the beginning of the 8 o'clock hour or the 7 o'clock hour. It's been the 7 o'clock hour the last couple of weeks in May. Continue to be that for a while. They also archive, I think, our interviews. So on Saturday mornings, join us. That happens, you know, in the morning on Saturdays. But he brought up some nanotechnology ideas. It was a cloth. It's fabric that's made with nanotechnology, and he was talking about how great it was, what a great cleaner it was. And I just happened to be reading a book about nanotechnology, and I said, you know, it's a little bit like GMOs. There's some super great things about nano. I don't know if there's anything good about GMOs. Don't misunderstand me. But on nanotechnology, there are some great things about the tiny molecules, tiny particles. It's what nano refers to. But there may be some things that we don't know that much about yet that we really need to be careful about. And I just happened to be reading a novel about it by Robin Cook. Robin Cook's a great author. I love he's very easy to read, which is good for dyslexic people like me. But this book is called Nano, N-A-N-O, Nano. And it's just I recommend it just as a novel, interesting book. But the guy gets into the scientific part of it. He seems to do a really good job about the science of nanotechnology, and it is, as you would guess, about some of the negative things that could be associated. So I recommend that you check that out, because I think we'll be talking about nanotechnology more on the show here. When I was on the organic advisory board at TDA, a nanotechnology came up. The NOP, National Organic Program of the USDA, one of the things that the committee was looking at banning from the certified organic program was nanotechnology products. And my first question was, how do you control that? Because there are nanoparticles in nature, you know, and some of the things that we make. How do you, you know, and so the conversation is going on there, and it's going to probably ramp up, so you might want to learn a bit more about nanotechnology. The other book is was left here, and I got it this morning, and I just very quickly started looking, and it looks great. It's a new book by Arden Anderson, Dr. Arnold Arden Anderson. He's a fellow that's been around for a long time. He's been a soil and plant consultant for a long time, but he went back to college and became a physician, and now he talks about it from both sides. He's written a new book that Marty Whittakin left for me here, who is our friend, and you know, you hear her on the show from time to time and me on her show. And she was at some event where Arden was and got a book signed for me from Arden, and I really appreciate that. It's called Food Plague, and it's worth you taking a look at. Could our daily bread be our most life-threatening exposure? Is the cut line on the cover of the book. So check that out. Food Plague by Arden Anderson, Dr. Arden Anderson. To the phones. First up this morning from Central Florida is Mitch. Hello, Mitch.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm having a major problem with mold throughout my garden and lawn. They're driving me crazy. Any suggestions of how to get rid of them?
Well, I'll give you a couple things to try, Mitch. First of all, are you sure they're molds and not gophers?
They're small tunnels, and keep smashing them down. They pop up again.
Okay, the tunnels are go across the yard. It's not just one big pile of soil.
Correct. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's probably molds. They're insect eaters. A lot of people think that if you put out something to control the grub worms and the pest insects, that it will help, and it doesn't really work very well that way, because molds will eat earthworms, beneficial insects, as well as the pests. So some people have, though, on the other hand, along that line of thinking, told me that they've gotten great results by putting out beneficial nematodes, and thus controlling some of the pest type insects that are in the soil. So beneficial nematodes are something that I recommend to every gardener that's out there, you know, for other reasons, for other pest control, including fleas and termites and ticks and things like that. So beneficial nematodes is one that you ought to jot down and consider. The other thing is there's several products on the market that are sold as mold repellents that contain castor oil. And if you look at them, things like Mold Scram and, what's the other one? Something fence. I'm drawing a blank at the name of it, but the point is, if you look at the active ingredients in these repellent products, the ones that contain castor oil and or some hot pepper or garlic pepper tea, they seem to work pretty well. The third category, the third thing to look at, and you can do a little more research on it and see what your local stores have along these lines, but there are devices on the market that you plant, you stick in the ground, they're on a stake generally, or you set them up somehow, and they vibrate or put out a vibrating condition or maybe even a sound every so often. My dad tried one of those when he had a vegetable garden in Pittsburgh, Texas, and had mold problems there. And we found one, ordered it online, and it was about 18 inches tall. It was a stake that you put in the ground, had a little solar panel on the top of it. And the solar panel triggered, you could set it for different lengths of time, but we set it so that it rattled and vibrated, did its thing from the power from the solar panel. I think we set it to where it did it every 4 or 5 minutes for just, you know, a kind of a short period of time. And the darn thing worked. It got rid of them and ran them off. They didn't like that vibration. Other people have told me that they've used little metal windmills and other kind of devices that blow in the wind and give a little bit of a rattling sound and a vibration. So those are three categories: beneficial nematodes, repellents that contain castor oil, and then some kind of mechanical device.
All right.
Okie doke.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck. Let me know how it works. Let's go to Campbell, Texas next and talk to June. Hey, June.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I want to talk about the cures for the poison ivy and oak.
Okay.
Some years back, my husband was in Arkansas. He'd taken all the typical over-the-counter things with him in case he got a case of it. But instead, his wife got a case of poison at home. And I didn't feel well enough. It was so all over me that I didn't feel well enough to even get out in the car to go to the store. And the only thing left in the house was Maalox. So I said, well, it's liquid. It'll cover with the skin, put it on me. Went back to bed. An hour later, I went, my gosh, I've got relief. I'm going to go do that again. Well, I told so many people about how fast that cured that case in a few short years, and more than two, but not long more, I heard Dr. David Winters on one of the news television stations where he reports health of Baylor in Dallas. Baylor had done a 2-year research on Maalox works for poison ivy.
Baylor did a study on it. I'll be darned.
And Dr. David Winters said, you take the dosage that's on the bottle for you to take, then you pour out as much as you need or want and put it on as often as you want all over your skin. And he said that you're broke out on the inside as well, and that's why you need to take the dosage, because you have to heal the inside before the outside will heal.
I'll be doing very interesting.
Well, but that's a Dallas location researched, solving the problem.
Well, what is Maalox specifically?
Maalox is actually something for acid control of your esophagus.
That's what I was thinking it was.
Yeah.
I never do that because I take vinegar instead. Well, that's a great tip. I wonder, you know, since baking soda and vinegar do the same thing. If you get heartburn, you take it internally, boy, it'll shut it down just like that. I wonder.
I think it has magnesium in it. I don't have it because it was the husband that had that problem.
Well, I'll pull it up here on the internet in a little bit and see exactly what's in it.
The thing is, though, with us using it so often, we decided we'd try a cheaper brand. We tried two cheaper brands, and neither one worked. So it's got to be the Maalox brand.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you're
talking to you.
You're a marketing person for me. I really appreciate the tip.
I said my gossip finally got to Dallas because I told everybody we felt like we'd already spent our fortune buying expensive cures.
Well, thank you, June.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
Enjoy your program.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that sounds like a good tip. Maalox is something that I just never have taken because I never have had heartburn very much. But when I have a light case of it, wakes me up or whatever, a little vinegar and baking soda. And so that may be why they work as well, too. I do take a little bit of baking soda internally, not very much. I take quite a bit of vinegar internally, and did kind of beefed it up a little bit this morning, thinking along those lines. Jeffy in Columbus, Ohio, next up. Hey, Jeffy.
It's Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. How you doing, buddy?
Jesse, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right. It's early.
Matt spells Jesse very interestingly. Go ahead. What can I do for you?
Hey, now how we do it here in Columbus, Ohio, is we take your Calmine lotion.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you take the area, use some soapy water on it, get it clean, smear the Calmine lotion all over it, real nice and thick, and then take a hair dryer and just go back and forth over the poison ivy, and you'll see the oil come right up out of there, and then wash it off again with soap and water, and then smear one more layer on it. It'll be gone the next day.
Just sucking it right out. You know, that's exactly right. One of the things I saw on the internet was that oatmeal works that way, and I think baking soda probably would too. If you put baking soda on and dried it out like that, might work along the same lines. Good
Never
tip.
Tried that. That's a guarantee the next day it works. We've done that to several people. Even when they come into the business, I've seen customers that had it, and I had them try it, and they couldn't believe the next day that it was gone.
Great tip. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for taking the call.
Thank you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Curing poison ivy today. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be a good sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into Crazy Water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way down to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, and Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're continuing to get some really good stuff in about ideas on poison ivy. If you haven't yet, you can look at our Facebook page. There's a lot going on there at the Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett. I did a quick search on Maalox, what the ingredients are in it, and basically it's calcium, magnesium, aluminum, and some material called simethicone. It does have aluminum hydroxide in it. Don't know how bioavailable that is. Those of you that are taking Maalox on a regular basis might want to really look at that. But doing it one time for a poison ivy deal, and especially doing it topically, probably not a big problem. But apparently one thing that's kind of consistent here from everybody is anything that you can put on the skin and it dries out, and you dry it even more with a hair dryer or something like that, really pulling the oil out seems to be a good plan. What I did this morning, if you missed, on an itch that I woke up with, is put baking soda, and I use baking soda for a lot of different things. I even take just a little bit of it myself in the mornings, brush my teeth with it sometimes and that sort of thing too. But I put it on and let it dry out, formed a little bit of white paste on there, and then later cleaned all that off with apple cider vinegar, and it doesn't itch at all anymore. So it obviously helps at least with the symptoms of the itchiness of the rash. Let's see what Maria has to say in Colorado Springs. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Doctor. Hello, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
I'm a nutritionist out here, and the calamine lotion sounds interesting, but I'll tell you the concept of why it works. Every plant has essential oils in it.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever looked at the websites to see, like jalapeno hands. You know, you can almost die from that. And what happens if you put, for instance, as soon as you get burned by anything like the poison ivy or the or the jalapeno when you've handled the seeds too much, is just take a bunch of coconut oil, or any oil for that matter, and immediately just put tons of it on there, because the oil dilutes the essential oil of the poison. And the relief is it's just basically immediate. I mean, you could add a little lavender oil if you wanted to, or any number of things. But the key is to dilute the plant oil, And he said that to put the calamine on, the oil comes up. But all you have to do is just put any oil on, and it dilutes the essential oil in the plant. And voila, you got relief immediately.
So the coconut oil would absorb into the skin.
No, it would die. Well, it would absorb it, of course. It absorbs it because the essential oil from the plant, which is highly concentrated, is right under the dermis. You know, it's,
sure,
it goes in,
right.
And it's and so the idea is, it's just like you dilute essential oils for massaging and all of that. You don't use them what they call neat. You use them. You don't use them pure. You have to dilute the essential oils that you buy, for instance, from a medical aromatherapist. You have to dilute those with oil, or, you know, they could cause you a lot of headache. So what you do is, the idea is you want to dilute the plant essential oil that your skin has absorbed.
Makes sense.
And when you put oil on, it's immediate. It goes right into the same area where the essential oils of the plant went in. You put the oil on there, and like I said, there's absolutely nothing toxic about it. It's quick, and it works because it dilutes the oil, the poison that's in there.
Well, what about the comment, which there's probably something to it, that if you get a real bad case, that it's internally also. It gets in your bloodstream.
Well, yeah, well, of course, because that may be because, you know, anything that goes through your skin is in the bloodstream. That's why we're so careful, natural people like us that follow natural cosmetics, and that we don't use stuff that's going to go, because we know that it goes to the bloodstream.
So in that case, the Maalox used internally, or a little bit more apple cider vinegar than normal or something like that, you think would be good?
No, I really don't think so, because once it's in the bloodstream, you know, it can take massive amounts of anything. I suppose that maybe some of it might be the psychological, but I think once if you put the coconut oil or something to dilute it, it also is going to go into the bloodstream.
I got you.
And so you got two things going right there. You're diluting the essential oil of the plant, and you're also getting that oil I would put coconut oil on myself personally, because
it's good for your skin anyway. So
yeah. So then it's going to get into your bloodstream too, and dilute whatever's in your bloodstream, because once the idea of poison ivy is to put the oil on as quickly as you can after the sting, you know.
Right, which I didn't do, because I didn't realize I had. I should have, but I didn't realize that the rash was going to be coming.
Well, even afterwards, when I found out about this, I had been fermenting jalapenos with some other things, and I had been scrubbing the seeds out with my nails. Well. It was breathtaking. The pain, the burning was so severe, and I most of the day I didn't know what to do. I was at another friend's house helping him do this. By the time I got home and was able to look on the internet and found that you needed to dilute the essential oil of the jalapenos, it had been all day long. So,
well, this is good stuff. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold, Maria.
Well, that's all right. I just wanted you to know.
Well, I want to ask you something off the air. Oh. So hang on just a minute, and I'll chat with you. These are great tips. I really appreciate it a lot, and I thank everybody. This has been the Poison Ivy Hour with the Dirt Dr. Howard Garrett. Next hour, 866-444-DIRT, 3478. We can talk about that more or anything you'd like to discuss. Don't go away.